Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwethu Binda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Thandolwethu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a neighbor, a colleague, and a family member that we are just reading with Thandolwethu. Happy New Year for the last time, Botsala. Happy 2024. Happy New Year, guys, to you and yours. And if you missed my previous episode, please do check it out. I was reviewing a book titled A Soft Landing. Please do check it out. And thank you so much, you know, for sticking around and for listening to yet another review. So without further ado, let's get into today's review. So for today, I am reviewing a book titled Everything Is Not Enough. The author of this book is Lola Akinmade Akistum, and this book was published in the year 2023, so it's still a fairly new read. And the publishers of this one are Head of Zeus. And while we are there, I just wanted to say thank you to my good friends at Jonathan Ball Publishers for gifting me with this review copy. Ngiyabonga bangani, ngiyabonga. So who should read this one? Personally, I would really say that this book is for everyone alike. I think this just is a book, you know, for anyone that, you know, seeks a book that speaks about everyday struggles and how to navigate them. You know, this book seeks to answer the question of if everything is enough. And I think, as the title suggests, for the woman in this particular story, everything is not enough. So what is this book about, right? So this book follows the somewhat intertwined and challenging lives of three women, Keme, Brittany Ray, and Yasmin. And basically, it just follows, you know, from, you know, their different backgrounds and challenges that, you know, they faced growing up and challenges that they're still facing while they try to navigate life, you know, in Sweden. And it literally just speaks about, you know, trying and trying and trying and never stopping until you live the life that you want for yourself. And for me, I can really say that it's a book about women reclaiming their power, and it's really just about women knowing their worth and women getting to a point where they say enough is enough. And I just loved that for them. So a little bit about, you know, the different characters. So Kemi is a marketing executive. She's looking for love, and clearly I really think that lady, you know, doesn't even know, you know, when love hits her and she almost messes it up. But it basically takes her almost losing, you know, her Mr. Right for her to actually realize that she has found him. Mr. Right is right there in front of her. And, you know, Kemi really does make a lot of messy decisions, and it really got me thinking, like, I know you are just messy. You have just chosen to be a villain. You are just comfortable in being a villain, you know. And but I also think, you know, the amazing thing about this character, it sort of made me understand how, you know, people would make certain decisions where we would look at them and think, why, you know. And I could see through her character that sometimes some things, you know, are just, it's not even something that someone will sit and plot. It just happens that way, and you find yourself in a situation that is rather messy. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when they say the heart wants what it wants, I think I saw it with Kemi. She knew what you know, what was right and wrong, but the heart truly wanted what it wanted. And it only took, you know, her life almost falling apart for her to actually say, hey, this is too much, things have went too far, you know. Then moving on to the next character, Brittany Ray. Brittany Ray is a former model and flight attendant who ends up basically marrying into one of the richest families in Sweden. And she basically realizes that while she might, you know, have it all, she does want to free herself, you know, from, you know, this family, and she just wants to reclaim her power and achieve basically her dream of being a fashion designer. So I just love that for her. I think looking at her, I was just thinking, yo, your problems are so little, my sister. Your problems are so little, but there was just that toxicity, that one toxic element of, you know, just that one thing that was just lingering on the relationship that truly made her uncomfortable. And I think it also made me uncomfortable to think, yo, this husband now it's getting scary. Now it's getting very scary. And I don't want to spoil the book too much, so I'll just leave it at that, okay, about the husband and that dynamic. But yeah, it really was a scary dynamic to think you can be with someone, Kanti, that someone is not there, you know, not with you because of who you are, but because of who you remind them with. That for me was just, it was just giving a lot, toxic for lack of a better word. And then moving on to the next character, Yasmin. Yasmin is basically just an amazing, you know, makeup artist, and she has a heart-wrenching past, and basically she also just wants more out of life. I think the only thing that confused me about Yasmin's story was that there was also Muna in the mix, and I sort of somehow felt like her story was more about Muna than herself, because in her story she's just trying to help Muna get back on her feet, and there wasn't really much about her, and there wasn't really much about what she wants to do, and you know, the life that she wants to set before herself. We followed, you know, just getting to know Muna's past and what Muna is going through, but not so much of Yasmin and her challenges. So yeah, that basically is just all about the characters. And I think maybe moving on to the title, I think I did slightly touch on it earlier, Everything Is Not Enough. I really must say that I got to really understand this title the more I read, you know, the book, and I really got to understand how, you know, people can really think and like look at your life and think, oh my goodness, you have it all, you know, everything is going so well, but in terms of how you see your life and what you want for yourself, you might be there thinking, I want more, I'm longing for more, this is not, you know, all I am here, you know, to do, you know, and you might just want to seek, you know, the life that you believe you are destined for. So that basically was, you know, what this book was about. And the more I read, the more I realized that actually there's a lot of things that are not enough. And sometimes we stay in, you know, situations and things just because it works in that time, you know, in that season it works. And so you think, ah, it's okay. But you realize the more and more, you know, you dig yourself deeper into certain things that it is rather destructive. And if you stay in it for a little too longer, you might end up getting hurt, you know? So yeah, let's then move over to the characters. I think I have touched on the characters. I think the only other thing that I wanted to mention in terms of the characters was just the fact that I really did think that these characters were very much well developed, and they were very like lovable and, you know, inspiring. Most of them were just very inspiring, I guess also because it's about a book, you know, about women reclaiming their power. So I really did, you know, love, I had my few favorites, and I had, you know, some of the characters where I thought, you just need to do better, you are just not a nice person, and asuktant, I have already decided I don't like you, and bye, you know, boy bye. Mostly it was the men, because I was just like, nazina toxic. Also, you know, as I kept reading this book, I was just thinking of that one Something Soweto song, Ayafana Machens, and I was like, ain't that true, because the men in this book, oh, it's giving mercy. It's giving mercy. And it's just, for me, like, I'm not even shocked at the things they do. I'm just shocked at, you know, how they think it's okay. It's very normal, you know. And there's just one, you know, guy in this book that, shame, that is really just a good guy, like a good man, you know. But the rest, a mess. A big, bad mess. And then lastly, maybe on the pace, rather, I think the pace of this book was medium. I do though feel that there were just certain unnecessary parts that did, you know, slow down the book here and there, but it was fairly a medium paced book, so that wasn't too bad. And I guess then with that, I can move on the things that I didn't like. I'll start there. Things that I didn't like about the book. Following up on what I just said about the pace, I really did feel that this book was just a bit longer than necessary. I really think that there was a lot of, you know, points in this book that we could have done without. And those basically unnecessary parts sort of stealing away from parts where I think just needed a bit more, you know. And I really did feel that the ending, we just needed a bit more. Like, that ending for me was just like, hi guys, and then what is this it? Like, is this, is we just needed more than what we got, you know, because there was so much that was built up for that ending, and for it to be left there, I was just like, we needed more. And I also did feel like a bit overwhelmed in terms of just the fact that there were a lot of characters and most of them being introduced at the beginning of the book. But I guess because we're looking at the lives of three different women, it made sense. I guess it made sense because all of them are now coming with different people in their lives. But I did feel a bit overwhelmed. I also felt like most of the names were starting with like similar letters. So at some point I was a bit confused. But I think the more I read the book, the more I could associate different people to the different, you know, stories. So the more I was a bit comfortable and the more it made sense. And then I think then lastly, some plots, you know, in the book were just there. I don't know, for lack of a better word, like they were just there and I didn't understand why we needed them. I didn't understand if there was more to it. Like there was that Muna and Yai's story. I still don't know what it is about them. I don't know why we had to know that they were seeing like each other here and there. Why were they dating? Did something happen? Like what was it? And I really just felt like the book ended and I'm still confused. I'm still asking what was it? And I also think that Brittany and Kimmy interaction also there, like what is it, you know, what's going on? Was something meant to happen? Were they supposed to be friends? What was it? You know, I really thought we would get more drama from, you know, them knowing each other and whatnot, but it didn't get to that. So I really did feel that, yeah, some plots were just there and we didn't really need them, I would say. So let's move on to the more exciting things, what I liked about the book. I really did, you know, love the fact that I enjoyed this reading experience so much. I felt myself being inside of those pages, and after reading this book I just sat there and thought, what now? Like what do I do with my life? So I really did appreciate that. It was just a good book. It really was a good book, very enjoyable, very relatable, also very emotional. Like it does take you an emotional roller coaster. It is also a book that makes you reflect, you know, and think a lot. So I really did love that. And I also you know, appreciated the fact that for most part, you know, the ending did work out for all of them. You know, for most part, you know, things did look up for them. So I did, you know, appreciate that, although I was longing for more. But I did appreciate and find comfort in the fact that, okay, life does get better for all of them, you know, respectively. And I also loved the cover. Oh my word, this cover is so beautiful. So it basically just shows, you know, three women, and then the color, you know, the color selection, the colors, it's just so beautiful. It's just so bright and just so inviting. It's just pleasing to the eye, and I definitely did love that. I also loved how relatable this book was. Like I said earlier, I don't know how best to describe it, but this is just truly a book about life. Like it's truly a book about life. Like it made me understand why people do certain things and why, you know, life ends up the way it ends up for certain people and why it doesn't for others. Like there was a lot in this book that I said and I was like, valid. Like, you know, sometimes you might see someone else's life and judge them because you don't know, you know, what goes on inside, the dynamics of it. But this book really did make me realize that, you know, sometimes, yeah, it's not as we see it. You know, all that glitters is definitely not gold. So yeah. And I also really, you know, did, you know, love at the fact that at the end there was something titled the reading group questions. I really did love that. Although I read this one alone, I did go through those questions and I did answer them and I just had so much fun. I would have loved them to be a bit longer because that was truly great fun. I also appreciated the added page with the resources. I know that, you know, that info can be very helpful to the people that really need it, more so if you related so much to this book and you're going through something similar. Those resources and contacts do definitely come in handy, so I appreciated that so much. And I just basically loved the overall, you know, book overall feel. I loved the flow. I just loved it. I loved the story. I just loved everything. I just literally loved the fact that I felt like I was inside those pages, and once I started, I couldn't put it down. So it's definitely a book that I would highly recommend. Anyone that knows me knows that I am more of a non-fiction girl, but this one, come get yourself one of these. It's a chicken salad, okay? And thank you so much then for listening all the way up to here. And like I always say, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah.